What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, Donald Trump has backed off his royal, you know, we have total authority over the states. And now he's saying he's willing to work with governors, some of whom want to open their states early and some of whom want to think that May 1st is simply unrealistic. Here in Indiana, we're supposed to open up on the 20th, just 5 days from now, which would be kind of cool. Trump's bluster has kind of faded away, and he says he's going to work with the governors. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You're not opening on the 20th, Mike. I have to tell you that. You know cases are on the rise in your state, right? Did you see those reports?
Yeah, we have three of them in Spencer County, but in the middle of the state, there's this Marion County, and boy, do they have cases there.
And Missouri, Mike, they got cases sprouting up. And, you know, South Dakota, where, you know, you talked about the meatpacking Smithfield, they got 400 workers sick. 400
yes.
Workers times three. So one to three people. So do the math, people. That last call, I mean, the caller who says that he thinks this is a scam, it's not, man. Mike, if you go to the store, you get in, you get out, you don't talk to nobody. You get a mask on and gloves. Mike, it's Walmart. If you go to Walmart, are they making you wear a mask over there yet? Or is there any state ordinance yet that are making you wear a mask and gloves? They are in New Jersey.
No, we're not being compelled. We're being asked. And Claire and I do wear masks when we go out to the stores. More is kind of like setting setting an example for other people here. We're sort of acting like influencers now.
Because that's the problem in Sweden. You know, I talked about Sweden, and 2 days ago they had 22 deaths. As of 24 hours, last 24 hours, 114. So it's obviously went up, and they have that whole, you know, can you please do, you know, keep six people? That doesn't work with human nature. You know, you have to actually enforce people, enforce, I hate to say enforce people, unfortunately. Like over here in Walmart, you know, you go there, they're giving you a mask and gloves for free. Why would you not wear it? But people, some of them, not most, most people are wearing masks and gloves, but there's a few, they take the mask off once they're in the store, mostly men, you know, white men, unfortunately. Like, you know, but I mean, they're just taking them off because I don't know what their problem is with that, you know.
Well, they're not exactly comfortable.
Now, these are actually just those light surgical masks, the green ones, nothing that's really heavy on your face, you know. It's not like a cloth mask or anything, you know, but they just don't want to be bothered by it. And you know what? It's for your safety and other people. You know, it's just, and then how long are you in the store for, actually, also? You know, it's just you go in, you go out, you get your stuff, and you get out of there. You know, you don't
yes.
want to jibber jab with anybody. But Mike, real quick on the oil again, it probably will get to 30, and that's it. Yeah, man, like shale oil's finished. And you know what's funny, Mike? They'll get bailed out, and where's the money going to go? It's going to go to the, they're going to give it to the banks they borrowed the money for, plus the banks are going to get bailed out, right?
Right.
So what a con job, right? What a con job. But, man, we are in some serious crap. And, yeah, I'm Sebastian in Sweden. You take care of yourself. Mike, your listeners. Tom from Florida, you got cases ticking up over there. Your state's turning red. It used to be pink. There's cases popping up all over the country. So, you know, everybody take care of yourself. And, like I said, stay street smart. Get what you got to get. Get out of the store. Go home. Keep your family safe. Have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Dustin. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open here. Apparently, somebody leaked out a document confirming that CDC and FEMA are looking at May 1st as when they want to start reopening the country, starting with schools, summer camps, and churches. And they're going to be establishing teams of contact tracers to track potential coronavirus victims. So everyone's kind of focusing on that May 1st date here. Now, the FDA and the FTC are down on Alex Jones' case over at InfoWars, and apparently they've issued warnings that he can't basically make claims about coronavirus being treatable with silver-based products. And apparently they've got a silver-based toothpaste and mouthwash. And I think in other times, probably most of us would say, oh, well, you know, Alex Jones was saying something he shouldn't ought to say here. But from personal experience, I know there is merit to silver-based products, and they can be antiviral. And we know that the FDA, pardon me, has approved products that aren't very good. I mean, they just took Zantac off the marketplace. Vioxx at one point was FDA approved. Silver's efficacy has been known since the Renaissance, since the days of the Black Plague. So I think Alex Jones may be in the right here, and the FDA, as usual, is a captive agency working on behalf of Big Pharma. Apparently, health experts are slamming this chiropractor for claiming that tonic water can be used to treat coronavirus. Well, tonic water, real tonic water, has quinine, and tonic water and quinine were developed to fight malaria. And we know that quinine derivatives like chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine treat malaria and also treat coronavirus. So why wouldn't tonic water be effective? Well, because anybody can go to the store and buy tonic water. It's very inexpensive. And the goal here is to get you into the pharmacy to buy whatever it is they're planning on selling you at a huge, huge markup. They don't want a quick, easy, inexpensive cure. They want something that they're going to make some money on. Kind of like vampires, if you think about it. They're feeding on your lives to enrich themselves. A gun shop in Albuquerque, New Mexico is self-identifying as an essential business. I love that. And plans on opening up in defiance of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's lockdown orders. He's locked everything down, including church services. And I understand there's a court battle going on over that, saying that government doesn't really have the right to shut down a church. And I'm in agreement with that earlier caller. This has been a hideous overreaction. This is 2009 all over again. And the government right now is trying to figure out some way they can save face with all of this. So apparently over in Mississippi, there's another church case. An attorney general, Bill Barr, has issued a statement saying government may not impose special restrictions on religious activity. The Constitution says that the government may not pass any laws respecting an institution of religion. In other words, no state religion. But I think technically a shutdown order could apply, but apparently Bill Barr is saying, no, that's not going to happen here. This one really, you have to wonder who got paid off on this one, because World Wrestling Entertainment has been deemed an essential business in Florida, and they're going to resume filming live shows. Pro wrestling, an essential business? Well, I guess it's the gladiatorial games they hope to keep people distracted with. By the way, that's something I've really discovered being stuck here at home with my our cable TV. There's a lot of really bad programming out there. You know, there's one program where this guy goes out and gets deliberately stung by toxic, poisonous animals. Endless cooking shows. I like Forged in Fire, sort of, occasionally. I like The Curse of Oak Island. And I wait every week for the next episode of Westworld, which seems to have kind of missed its stride this season. But other than that, I mean, you look around at some of the stuff that's out there and you say, what were people thinking? What was the elevator pitch that got this piece of trash onto a cable channel? And I think probably that's one reason why people are getting sort of restive and saying they want this stay-at-home to be lifted. There's not much distraction on TV these days here. Speaking of the WWE, former WWE star Dave Bautista is calling Trump supporters brain-dead morons. So 7 months to go to the election, and already the insults are flying here. Meanwhile, over in Spain, millions of people are being allowed to resume their non-essential jobs as the industrial lockdown is lifted and the lowest number of cases for 24 days is announced. Italy is getting ready to open some of their shops tomorrow. Everyone's just had enough of this stuff, I think. Okay, Boris Johnson is out of the hospital. He's back at Downing Street, and he issued a very nice thank you to the doctors and nurses at the hospital who treated him. Okay. Apparently, Chris Cuomo is still in the hospital. He was without a fever for a short while, but it came back. And the way the rules are working is you're sent home only if you're fever-free for, I think it's 72 hours. And he made it to 48, and then his temperature went back up to 101. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that the New York data might project a turnaround in the coronavirus epidemiology, and that would be a good thing. In fact, I saw an article earlier today saying that the curves are definitely flattening in all 50 states and that it may not be exponential anymore. Well, ultimately, it's going to be exponential. The question is, what is that exponent? Because if the exponent is very, very small, you get closer and closer to a straight line. Okay, this next story is one that gets back to what I was mentioning about the food banks and everything. U.S. farmers dump 3.7 million gallons of milk every day and plow fresh vegetables back into the soil because restaurants, hotels, and schools have closed due to the coronavirus. Okay, there's a problem here. Earlier today, they had the director of a food bank on Fox News who's basically describing how they operate. Food banks have to buy the food that they're handing out. They require, cash donations to keep them going. Nobody is donating free food to the food banks, and I have to ask why. You know, when you've got thousands of cars lining up at a Los Angeles food bank, when the lines are going around the building and somebody somewhere's got to say, look, let's get some trucks. Let's get some, National Guardsmen or our army or whatever. Go out to the farms that are getting ready to plow those fresh vegetables back into the soil and just pick it up and bring it into the food bank and hand it out. Ridiculous here. It really, really is. All right. The phone lines are loading up. Let's go to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Well, of course the WWE is essential because it's congruent to go with the thinking that's going on about this virus, you got to believe somebody's getting their neck broke and back broke and thrown out of the ring and then the next day they're wrestling. You've got to have that type of fantasy going on so that they can buy into this nonsense that's going on now. But, as for Doomsday Bestin again, if you're not going to follow him off the cliff and be the next lemming, he thinks something's wrong here. He neglects all the facts that they're inflating the numbers on us, that they're blaming every type of death, regardless of what it's attributed to the coronavirus. And, Steve Elkins works right down there in Florida. And for this spike that Dustin's talking about, Steve Elkins and his wife both work there, and none of them have seen it. And I would imagine that's a pretty good-sized hospital a guy like Steve Elkins works at, and his wife, too. I'm sure they see a lot of patients there, but yet none of them have it. But Dustin's telling us how the numbers going up because he's listening to this media that, I hear him get on here, and even himself will tell you that is loaded with inaccuracy, so I just don't know what's going on with that. But, and I don't blame Dustin. I'm not saying I blame anybody. If you want to wear a mask and gloves, go right ahead. But to go along and buy into these numbers and say, oh, my God, they're going up here and they're going up there. Well, we know these numbers are made up. We know that.
Yes, they are. They're being inflated. Like I said, the government has painted itself into a corner with all this 2.2 million people are going to die and all these people are going to be infected and it's going to be horrible. And as pandemics go, this one pretty much fizzled, which means as a biological weapon, COVID-19 is a failure. And yeah. I think it was a work in progress probably when they dropped the test tube.
Especially for you having, what you're coming off of and Claire being, older with difficulties, I understand why people like to do that. But if you're young, you're healthy, and you're observing, decent health care precautions, you know, they've shown over and over that people aren't getting it. People who were in the healthcare field and exposed to these people that are healthy and everything have not been getting it. So I just think, you know, the more we spread this paranoia, the farther our opponents are going to run with it. You know what I mean? And you know, like this media people, well, maybe we should be closed a year, 18 months, 2 years. You know, and I think by us, you know, coalescing to this, we're kind of painting ourselves into a corner, you know, because that's what they do. They make you clamor, you know, they come up with the problem, then they come up with the opposition of the problem, and then they tell you, well, this is what you wanted, so we locked you down. And I just can't see America going for that and being viable. I just really don't. But thank you, Michael. Keep up the great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Sally in Arkansas. Welcome, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Well,
what's on your mind?
It's Sally in Alaska.
It's in Alaska. I'm sorry. What can I tell you?
Hey, after yesterday, there was a thing put up that was saying that Trump had turned over the whole country and his presidency through to FEMA, and that's why the thing wasn't on his podium. But today, I just got a thing from a friend in Vermont, and it's from a place called EarthNewspaper.com, BitChute.com, and it talks about how the whole thing that Bill Gates and whatever his name is, the doctor that's been mouthing off, are totally wrong. And I just was trying to get that to you, and I can't get through to you, and so I just called. And Mike said that maybe you had already heard about that.
You're saying that you can't reach
Earth
my website?
News. No, I couldn't. They said you can't. I tried your website. I tried, and it wouldn't go through. I tried the phone. Tried to send you a text. Tried to send you an email to your name, and they wouldn't even bring you up. Anyway, it's called EarthNewspaper.com, and then
okay.
This thing was BitChute.com. Like bitch, UTE.
Okay.
And check that out, because this is the most hopeful thing. I'm ready to do a dance, because they're telling that Fauci and Gates that you're way off track, you're globalists, and get the hell out. So I'm very hopeful. Look it up and see what you love. Yeah, you got a great show. And pass that along to John too, because I'm having trouble getting anybody on. Anyway, we're up here in Alaska, and we get sunspots and all sorts of stuff, and who knows what's going on out there. I know Facebook is amping up, kicking people off before they even said, nope, you're banned. So see what you can find out and spread the word.
I'll see what I can find out there. Woo! Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. And before we go back to more phone calls, we're getting a breaking story that apparently 11 Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps gunboats made dangerous and harassing actions against U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf earlier today, coming as close as 10 yards away. So that's just now breaking here. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones to Stephen in Riverside. Stephen, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, looks like another provocation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or another false flag.
Well, it all depends on where that U.S. warship was. They were in Iranian waters, and the Iranians are acting properly.
Mike, you're in Riverside. The sheriff made a speech and basically said he wasn't going to enforce the mask requirement here. But then he said something that was kind of interesting. He said, and I couldn't figure it out at first, don't call in, Well, it turns out that the mayor of L.A. had made a statement that not only could anybody who went outside without a mask be fined $1,000, but he asked that anybody turn them in. You know, it sounds like something out of Nazi Germany or, Cuba.
Stephen, I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold, and we'll be back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in
And welcome back to the show. Here we're talking with Stephen in Riverside. We're talking about this mandatory must wear a mask decision in Los Angeles, which carries with it a $1,000 fine. And Stephen, if you could just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, not only that, but the crazy thing, it sounds like something, if you'll get a reward if you turn your neighbors in. Now, where's that out of? I mean, I've never heard anything like that. So if you don't
well,
feel
that's
like
Nazi
mandatory,
Germany.
Yeah, Nazi Germany. The Stasi, who knows what. Anyway, Mike, I'll go on to one other thing because I know you've got other callers. There's a doctor, well, actually he's a chiropractor, John Bergman. I've visited him in Huntington Beach. Anyway, he's put out a local, his latest video on YouTube is Control of a Virus or Control of the Population. And basically what he's saying, and I'll just try and shorten it up, is that the PCR test is totally, it's 40 years old. It has positive, false positive rates of up to 80%, 50 to 80%. It was used originally to test for HIV. And so that's why you've got these soaring infection rates, is because the more people that get it, the more are going to test positive. Then, as far as the death rates goes, they're reclassifying anybody who comes in, anybody with a respiratory rate, as they're testing them as though they've died of COVID, you know, the, in other words, the virus that they want to test for. So it's totally false. The whole thing, and what he said also, was the overall death rates, both in Europe and the United States, have for flu this time of year and all the other, when actually they've gone down because they're reclassifying these diseases to COVID-19. Just one more thing to Dustin. No, it's not a hoax. It's a planned demic. And with that, I guess I better let you go, Mike, okay?
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Dirk in Vegas. Hello, Dirk. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I love your show. Just to add on to what has already been said, I totally agree with the last caller. And sometimes I wonder if Dustin wants everybody to wear a full-body condom for the rest of their lives. Is that the only way we're going to keep everybody safe? Because, you know, safety is so much more important than liberty, right? But what I really wanted to say, I saw a video that our friend Mr. Corbett, James Corbett, did
yesterday,
and he made an excellent point that everybody is kind of nibbling around the edges on this thing, but what's happening is the people have allowed the governments all over the world to flip the script where if you're not wearing a mask, if you're not huddled in your house, then you're an evil, bad person. And that has never been the criteria, even back, you know, when America had to endure some major diseases, polio and all these things, but they've managed to flip the script where they're holding people accountable for the transmission of a disease. And that's the culmination of that is going to be the absolute destruction of our liberty, in my opinion. And it's opened the floodgates for the destruction of what's left of America. So that's all I wanted to say. But it was a great video, and congratulations to Mr. Corbett for his presentation. Thanks.
He does very good videos. All right, we're going to switch over to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about Worldwide Wrestling Federation. World Wrestling Federation.
We were talking about World Wrestling Entertainment.
People wanting to be entertained. It's amazing how many people watch this guy named The Undertaker. Amazing. And not only that, he has something he calls a casket match. And he puts his opponent in the casket. So I looked him up one time, and he's got thousands of entries. And right in the middle of it, it was a Muslim funeral. So if a bunch of people are going to die, who knows who they are? Are people sitting around watching wrestling when the whole world is shut down? Or the Muslims, because, well, what can I say? They don't have God on their side. They think they have God, but he's not the right God. And it's pretty pitiful, in a way, it's pretty pitiful that all this here humor that we think is great coming from America, it's not really funny in the long run, is it?
No, it's not really funny, but it does say something about the human condition.
And America, you know, is guilty. Guilty.
Find it amazing. All right, well, listen, Pat, we're going to let you go here. We've got to take a break for commercial. Phone lines are open right now, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are empty, 800-313-9443. Now, Bacillus Calmette-Curen, or BCG vaccine, is used to inoculate against tuberculosis. And the way it works is very simple. It delivers a boost to the immune system cells in the bone marrow, which are then released in response to all sorts of pathogens. And it protects against tuberculosis, but also is used to treat measles, malaria, keep that in mind, bladder cancer, and it also decreases respiratory infections in older people. And because of this, they're starting to look at it as possibly being an already effective vaccine against COVID-19. And the statistical evidence is showing that countries that use the BCG vaccine have far fewer cases of COVID-19 per capita, as much as an order of magnitude. So it may be that a vaccine for COVID-19 has been under our noses all the time here. Okay, article that came out of FortRust.com, Bill Gates' psychopathology, we don't want a lot of recovered people. And in a recent interview, Bill Gates outlined that despite the comparatively small threat of coronavirus, he and his colleagues don't want a lot of recovered people who've acquired natural immunity. They want us to become reliant on vaccines and antiviral medication, which Bill Gates is heavily invested in. Like I said, they're vampires. They're willing to play with your life to just make themselves a little bit more money here. Now, 80% of coronavirus patients caught the virus from a person who was not showing any symptoms. This is a case study done in China, found this. that the disease was being passed by asymptomatic people. That's what makes it unpredictable. All right, as I mentioned earlier to that call, bioweapon research is illegal. There's a treaty that was signed, the Biological Weapons Convention. Unfortunately, there's no verification procedures into it, and the U.S. has opposed verification on two separate occasions. But anytime you create a pathogen with aerosol transmission, you've created a bioweapon. Now, the way the U.S. sort of gets around this is they describe all this research as defensive. We have to be prepared to defend against other countries making this horrible biological weapon. And the only way we can do that is we have to make the horrible biological weapon ourselves so we can figure out the defense. And that's sort of the weasel wording they use to get around this thing, along with contracting out to other countries to get this stuff done, the way the CIA will have their torture prisons in other countries for deniability purposes here. But apparently back in 2018, U.S. officials raised alarm about the Wuhan lab researching bat coronaviruses. And this was on the Washington Post yesterday, revealing U.S. officials sounded the alarm about the Wuhan Institute of Virology back in 2018 over safety concerns. They were researching coronaviruses from bats. Okay, this would certainly be welcome in Los Angeles. There's apparently, if you live in the city of Bellevue, Washington, there's an app for that that allows you to report neighbors who violate the stay-at-home orders. 4 years ago, when the city created the My Bellevue app, it was touted as being a quick and easy way to report things like down street signs, potholes, streetlight issues, and noise complaints. Fast forward to 2020, public fears of COVID-19 have encouraged law enforcement to turn neighbors into government snitches. An informant, yeah. Anyway, join the modern Stasi here. Italy's unveiling plans for ending their lockdown. The health minister announces phase two will involve more testing and continued social distancing as the nation records its lowest death toll for 2 weeks. So it looks like we're definitely getting ahead of this. I think May 1st is doable. And I think the reaction to this whole thing was just totally, totally overblown. Maybe the reason for the overreaction was that insiders knew this was a biological weapon in development. Just turned out to not be very good for all the money and work, you know, like the F-35, for example. Spain deaths have fallen for the third day. Meanwhile, there's a record spike in Tokyo's daily cases. We had the Queen of England was on TV a little while ago saying, we will overcome this. Article out of Investment Watch blog, coronavirus is now the third leading cause of death in the United States. I disagree. The third leading cause of death is one they don't want to talk about, and that's called medical mistakes. Apparently, the U.S. embargo is blocking coronavirus aid to Cuba. And apparently, China sent some medical supplies to Cuba, but they went through an American contractor who, because of the embargo, refused to deliver it here. 5 years ago, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services tried to plug a crucial hole in its preparations for a global pandemic, signing a $13.8 million contract with a Pennsylvania manufacturer to create a low-cost, portable, easy-to-use ventilator that could be stockpiled for emergencies. This past September, with the design of the new Trilogy Evo Universal finally cleared by the FDA, HHS ordered 10,000 of the ventilators for the Strategic National Stockpile at a cost of $3,280 each. But as the pandemic spreads, there's not a single Trilogy Evo Universal in the stockpile. They all got sold overseas. That needs to be looked into. Apparently, pharmacies are still running out of basic supplies like Tylenol, common drugs. We were at our local pharmacy, still can't find a thermometer. The thermometer section is just completely cleaned out, and they've got a little sign there saying, we're sorry, we're trying to get more of them in. Totally, totally cleaned out here. Apparently, there have been incidents of looting now in New York City with all the cops that are calling in sick. And apparently, stores in New York, San Francisco, Seattle, and Chicago are boarding up their windows preparing for civil unrest. Yeah, if they don't get this country opened back up and back to work, they'll get it too. Apparently, down in Western Australia, they have arrogated to themselves the power to install surveillance devices in homes or compel people to wear them to ensure that those required to isolate during the crisis don't interact with the community. Well, if they want to put a camera outside my front door, let them. I don't care. But I refuse to wear an ankle bracelet with a GPS on it. I really do. Okay, here's more about the biological lab. This is from ZeroHedge.com. A molecular biologist has proclaimed that the Chinese coronavirus could have originated at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and been leaked, leading to its horrific spread around the globe. Richard Ebright, a professor of chemical biology at Rutgers, told the Daily Caller he believes it's a distinct possibility that an accident in the laboratory in China could have caused the outbreak. I'm absolutely, absolutely in agreement. And by the way, those Chinese wet markets, including the ones near the Wuhan lab, are reopening. Now, they're not selling all the animals that they were selling before, but the wet markets are open again, which tells me that China knows where the coronavirus came from and it wasn't the wet market. The wet market that was blamed for this outbreak has already been demolished and is being rebuilt. Apparently, over in New York, there's a drone that's flying over the parks, and it basically shouts at people to maintain social distancing. Now, interestingly enough, somebody did a computer simulation showing what happens when you're jogging, and apparently, if somebody is following you, even at 6 feet, and you're exhaling virus particles, they can become infected. So they need to either be in a staggered position, like echelon left, echelon right, or they need to be running side by side with you, in which case everything's going to trail off behind. But I can imagine that's a little unnerving. You're walking or running along the park and this drone comes down and says, you're too close to other people. Really? Like to see how accurate I can hit this thing with a rock? I really am tired of all of this stuff here. Okay, according to an official with the World Health Organization, and this is before Donald Trump took their money away, saying that lockdowns are driving infections from the street to the household and suggests removal of likely infected family members to dignified isolation. So what they're suggesting is if you're a family, well, we'll use Claire and I. If for some reason they thought I had the coronavirus and Claire did not, they would remove me to what they call dignified isolation, which I imagine is like a phone booth someplace here. All righty. Iceland's lab testing suggests 50% of coronavirus cases have no symptoms. Nobody really knows here. We were talking about the Theodore Roosevelt. Apparently, four sailors are now in the hospital. One is in the ICU. Struggling to breathe. There may be another death there. I think it's time for the Navy to formally apologize to Captain Crozier. There are something like over 500 sailors on the Theodore Roosevelt who have come down with this illness. And as of right now, the Theodore Roosevelt's ability to fight the ship is compromised. And they're replacing the battle group out there in the Pacific. Crozier was right. The admiral who overrode him was wrong, and I think it's time for the Navy to apologize to him and reinstate his command. All righty. New Orleans coronavirus death rate is 7 times that of New York. Probably has to do with diet, other health factors there, down there in the Big Easy. And, pardon me. Rebecca Gee, who up until the first of this year was the health secretary for Louisiana and now heads up the Louisiana State University's Healthcare Services Division, say, we're just sicker. We've got higher levels of obesity and related ailments that may be part of the problem. And apparently obesity is a major factor in how hard the COVID-19 hits you. And there's a concern that the U.S. has reached its own Chernobyl moment with its failure to deal decisively with COVID-19. This is coming from popularresistance.org. And this cataclysm is exposing systemic failings that have already weakened U.S. hegemony in the world. And yeah, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, COVID-19 has shown how incredibly fragile our supposedly technological society, technological civilization has become. You know, all this interconnected computers and machinery and all of this stuff that we've built around us, and one little virus just throws a huge monkey wrench into the works here. And as always, they're going to bash Russia and China along with this. Apparently, this report from CNBC, Putin is seeking to create a new world order with rogue states amid the coronavirus crisis. In an article published by the University of Calgary School of Public Policy, it's claimed Russia has been churning out propaganda that blames the West for creating the virus. You know, there was somebody who was on Fox News earlier today, and I wish I had caught the name, but I didn't, basically saying it's time to put party politics down and come together as one nation to deal with this coronavirus. And I think the same thing is true with all these people in government whose job it is to make us hate China, make us hate Russia. Okay, we're not listening to you anymore. Because after all, you were the same people who told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. Let's deal with what we need to deal with and stop pushing all these agendas to make the war hawks happy here. Apparently, Dr. Anthony Fauci is receiving personal threats, including violence, and has had to have additional security assigned to him. Remember the State of the Union speech? The one that Nancy Pelosi tore up, calling it a manifesto of mistruths? It mentioned the coronavirus in China. Trump said he was going to take all safeguards to protect the country from the threat. Nancy Pelosi just took it and just showboating, just tore it up there here. And Pelosi, of course, is pushing for a coronavirus response investigation. Oh, it's impeachable. We can impeach Donald Trump. He didn't do what we thought he should have done. We talked about the ending of phase four. They're already debating a new one. There's a call for an additional $250 billion for paycheck protection. The fund companies to keep their staff on staff, even if they're not working, just keep the paychecks coming, keep everything kind of frozen where it is. All righty. Cuomo has admitted that New York has a stockpile of ventilators. Thousands of unused ventilators. Remember when he was asking for 30,000? Didn't need them. I mean, if you look at, you know, how many patients they actually put on those Navy ships, if you look at that Army temporary hospital that was set up in Seattle that was just dismantled without seeing a single patient, this is not the horror that everybody said it was going to be. Yes, there's a virus out there. Yes, susceptible people are sick. Yes, people have died, but it's nowhere near what they were telling us it was going to be, and it's time for life to get back to normal. Let's take a phone call from Stacy in Florida. Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the show. What was on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Mike. Yesterday, during Jeffrey Bennett's show, it was a very interesting concept that he presented to us. He had a lady explaining the executive order that Donald Trump signed, I believe it was on March 13th, putting, you know, the whole country in a state of emergency. And she went on to explain some of the ramifications of that signing of that executive order. And I wondered if any of your listeners or you, Mike, heard it and maybe can comment on it either today. Of course, it's almost the end of your show, but maybe just tomorrow, because it was a very unusual thing to hear. And it seemed very important, but I don't hear anyone talking about it.
This is the one that involved FEMA, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Well, I haven't heard a lot about it myself, but maybe somebody else can call in with some additional information. And if not, I'll look at this and we'll come back for it tomorrow.
Yeah, so you didn't hear, you and Claire didn't listen to that particular program,
right? No, we didn't.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you would probably be very, very interested in it. Okay, so we'll just keep listening and see if anybody has any opinions on the whole thing. Thank you, Mike, and have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to leave the next phone call until after the commercial break. Meanwhile, Dyson, who makes really good vacuum cleaners, developed their own ventilator in just 10 days. And Mike Lindell has turned the MyPillow factory floor into a mask production powerhouse. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with a phone call after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go right to the phones to Jonathan in Missouri. Jonathan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Mike? Long-time listener. I've called a couple of times. Thank you for taking my call. I heard your boy Doomsday Dustin bringing up Missouri and his little, hypochondriac response to this whole scenario. Missouri is just fine. There are no big upcroppings of statistics in Missouri for this plandemic. So as it is, we all know that anyone can take a normal set of circumstances, blow it up beyond reason, the squeaky wheel gets the grease sort of a deal, and all of a sudden that one hypochondriac sounds like he's got the worst thing in the world, and that's what Doomsday Dustin and a few of the people that actually have been adversely affected by this, all of a sudden you get the media involved and this is blown completely out of proportion. But when I heard your little troll Doomsday Dustin get on there and bring up Missouri, thought I'd go ahead and give a call and squash all his nonsense, as at least it relates to Missouri. Thank you so much, Michael. Have yourself a beautiful day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And as we come up here to the end of the show here, a couple more stories. Apparently, they found 5,000 respirator masks that had been stored for 14 years in the Washington National Cathedral, which have now been donated to hospitals. And I like this next one. Okay. Apparently, over in Great Britain, there's this medical fetish website, you know, for people who like to dress up like doctors and nurses and play doctor in the bedroom, the kind of thing. You know where I'm going with this thing. Apparently, they've donated their stock to the National Health Service, which was a decent thing for them to do here. A lot of people are using Zoom to have meetings and communicate with each other. Unfortunately, hackers are beginning to exploit Zoom's overnight success to spread malware. And apparently Zoom does have quite a few exploits in there, so you need to be very, very careful about that. We're going to try and fit in one more phone call before the end of the show. Carmen in Florida, welcome to the show. Carmen, what's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. That woman was talking about that FEMA YouTube video. It's a YouTube video, and the name of it is Trump Has Given the Reins to FEMA, F period, E period, M period, A period. It's a 10-minute, 40-second video. there's another one. I heard both of these yesterday. There's another one by Robert David Steele. It's called Declaration of Nesara, N-E-S-A-R-A, / Yes, Sarah, G-E-S-A-R-E, coming with a question mark. Sasha, S-A-C-H-A, Stone, think so. It's Robert David Steele and this gentleman, Sasha Stone, who seems to be a very intelligent guy. That was the first time I'd heard him speak. Both of these videos are outstanding, but they each take a different point of view. And I don't know which one. I don't think any of us know at this point which one's going to be true and happen. But I think we should be informed. I don't know of any two that you know, present their agenda better than these two videos. And that's it
for me. All right, well, Carmen, thanks an awful lot. We're going to have to let you go. We're at the end of the program. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please contact your local talk radio stations and ask them to carry the Republic Broadcasting programming. Please donate. We need your help still. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.